Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
This year sees resurgence in commercial airport traffic. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. It's good news for the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport. 2023 has marked a remarkable rebound in commercial air traffic, showcasing the most promising numbers since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Gillette News Record reported the airport has seen a significant increase in passenger numbers, with 49,147 individuals having utilized the airport by November. This marks a substantial 15% surge compared to 2022 and surpasses the passenger count for both 2021 and 2022. Each month in 2023 has outperformed its 2022 counterpart, signifying a consistent upward trend. November particularly shined as the airport's peak month, hosting 4,984 passengers. This stands as the highest monthly count since August 2021. Remarkably, the monthly traffic has consistently exceeded 4,000 passengers throughout 2023. Airport Executive Director Todd Chatfield highlighted a significant factor behind the surge. The airport has restored its schedule to include two round-trip flights to Denver every day, a recent status maintained for about a month. Previously, specific days of the week only offered one flight. In addition to increased flight frequency, seat occupancy has surged. Chatfield noted on average, flights are operating at 80% capacity, surpassing the 70% load factor necessary to break even. Expressing future plans, Chatfield confirmed the intent to sustain the current two daily flights and expressed aspirations for expanding to three daily flights by August 2024, coinciding with the International Pathfinder Camporee. Superintendent Degenfelder announces statewide mental health services connection program. Superintendent Degenfelder and the Wyoming Department of Education have announced Care Coordination, a statewide service connecting Wyoming students, families, and school district staff with mental health care providers both locally and nationally. According to the press release from the superintendent's office, the resource will create the opportunity for improved mental well-being while keeping Wyoming parents in charge. The program also furthers the WED's strategic plan initiative to value and support teachers. Superintendent Degenfelder said, "Mental and behavioral health of students was one of the top issues I heard about on the campaign trail, and it was an issue I promised to address. If our students are not physically or mentally well, we cannot expect them to learn." She went on to say, "Parents are the number one decision maker when it comes to their child's physical and mental health. Our role in education is not to take the place of parents, but rather to connect parents with as many resources and choices as possible, so they have all the tools to best meet their child's mental health needs. Care Coordination does exactly that. Parents can get help for their child quickly, effectively, and on their own terms." The release says that not only does Care Coordination connect individuals to provider options, but it does so more efficiently and quickly. On average, it takes an individual making 60 calls over 4 to 5 weeks to be matched with a mental health provider. With Care Coordination, individuals in need are typically matched with providers in under a week. The confidential an anonymous service will help those seeking care overcome the many barriers they experience, such as language, long wait times, and insurance complexities. There are currently 24 school districts participating in the Care Coordination program statewide. The WED has contracted with Care Solis, a national provider, to deliver mental health care coordination services. For more information about Care Coordination, visit edu.wyoming.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.